Some historians are trying to put a perspective on Barack Obama's presidency and how it ranks up against other men who have held the office. Professor at Baylor, Dr. Kurt Nichols, has worked on a study to place President Obama on a comparison list. He joins us now live. Dr. Nichols, thank you so much for your time. Really kind of interesting how your survey says that the president would land in one position if he gets one term and another position if he gets the full two terms.
Well, what I've done is I've actually analyzed other expert surveys from, like, the Wall Street Journal and C-SPAN, and I've just found what the evaluators are using there. And so their presidents are getting more points, of course, if you want to put it that way, the longer they serve, and also whether or not they're seeing as transforming the political landscape and dealing with crises.
And one, of course, of those is how the president is the commander-in-chief in a time of war. Why is it that wartime leaders would tend to rate higher?
Well, obviously the presidency is the commander-in-chief, and they get a real opportunity, I guess you will, to exhibit leadership. You know, as the commander-in-chief, there's a lot of decisions that are made on foreign affairs, and we tend to think that presidents tend to excel when given the opportunity to exhibit wartime leadership.
Well, President Obama on your list would rate what if he only lasts one term?
Well, I have him coming down just point-wise being 22nd on the list, which is dead in the middle, placing him between William McKinley and the first Bush president.
Again, with short-time presidents, do you find that, I know one of the criteria is that the president serves more years in office. What is it about a one-term president that has a harder time with a legacy? Just not enough time?
Generally, yes. You know, when you get 8 years, there's just a lot more time to accomplish greater things. The presidents that serve longer tend to pass more legislation. They tend to be involved in more wars. They just tend to have a chance to influence public affairs a lot more so than people who just serve 4 years or who die in office and really get punished in these rankings.
Your study has found that the President Obama, if he finishes a second term, could finish as high as fourth overall?
Well, that would have to be if he would also be considered one of these transformational presidents. And so that's a big caveat there. But the transformational presidents like Lincoln and FDR, even a Ronald Reagan, they tend to do very well in these surveys. And I've shown that that they get a big boost in the ranking. So if he were reelected and if he were seen as a transformational president, he would score amazingly well in these polls.
Dr. Kurt Nichols from Baylor, thank you so much for your time. A fascinating, fascinating study. One of the glittering things at the night sky may be a girl's best friend.
An international research team believes it's found